1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. New airstrikes overnight. A coalition led by the U.S. and U.K. targeting Houthis in Yemen with the aim of defending lives and protecting vital shipping lanes in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We are continuing to go after their ability to hit us. And in the case of the Houthis, to hit international shipping. We are trying to take away their capability, make it harder for them to throw these punches.
One of the strongest storms in years about to slam Southern California. Days of heavy rain expected with the potential for extreme flooding and mudslides. In the first official primary election of the Democratic Party, President Biden is projected to win the South Carolina primary.
South Carolina, we did it again. You did it for me again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 2020 and now again 2024. Now let's go win the whole thing. Let's win it all.
Challengers Marianne Williamson and Congressman Dean Phillips, each receiving roughly 2% of the vote. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is dealing with a shortage of healthcare workers. Governor Evers recently announced a task force to explore solutions to the problem. Here's Mike Moan.
This week, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a new task force to address hiring issues within healthcare. Those speaking up for rural health access see opportunities. The panel is tasked with finding a range of solutions to consider by the time budget talks ramp up for the two-year spending plan starting in 2025. Evers' office says Wisconsin faces a potential deficit of 20,000 nurses by 2040, one among many concerning examples. John Ike, who leads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, says while there's a need in smaller communities, lower patient volumes make it hard for health systems to offer attractive salaries.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
He adds Wisconsin is competing with neighboring states for these workers, but Ike suggests regulations surrounding provider certification can make it harder for professionals from elsewhere in the country to transition to Wisconsin. Ike hopes that's part of the discussion and that there's a bipartisan approach to solving the problem. However, the Republican-led legislature has often clashed with Evers, a Democrat, on policy ideas. Rural advocates often note that fewer providers result in local patients having to travel a greater distance for appointments. Ike says it also can affect the quality of care they receive.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
As for the task force, it will be led by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, who is a registered nurse. Several state agencies, local governments, and patient advocacy groups also are expected to provide input. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Will Aaron Jones be back? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Packers lost in the playoffs to the 49ers, and now comes a list of questions, including the fate of Aaron Jones. The 29-year-old running back missed at least 6 games with leg or hamstring injuries. Will he be back with the Pack next year? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us is finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys have been around here. I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room. He's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog and some clouds to begin your day. Eventually, skies turning partly cloudy. Our highs reaching the upper 40s. In the overnight, upper 20s and mostly clear skies. On Monday, we'll see more clouds on the way, upper 40s in the late afternoon. Currently 23 degrees.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Good morning, everybody. It's the music of the stars. Across Wisconsin and the world, WRJN.com. The music of February, you know what that means. Or do you? Let's explain that a bit. I had to study that up a bit myself. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars is on the air, coast to coast and around the world. It's coming down this month. It's a great tradition, sweethearts of all ages gathering together, or at least exchanging cards, flowers, candy, and some other lavish gifts. Holiday's got a... And it is a holiday. Okay, it's not a legal holiday, so what? It's a religious feast of a third century martyr. Thing. St. Valentine was decapitated. So how do we get from beheading to betrothing in St. Valentine? It's a great story, and it's probably true. Let's see what we can do on this holiday. The music of the stars. Favorite movies. Love with the Proper Stranger, and Jack Jones had a great hit with that song. The title song, has it been that many years ago? Everybody says that. How long is it? I can't believe it's been that long. Elmer Bernstein. This is rather an adult movie for 1963. Elmer Bernstein's music. It's all about back valley doctors, love songs on the radio. Elmer Bernstein. Natalie Wood got an Oscar nomination, Best Actress. Just before they visit this back alley doctor, Angie and Rocky hear a love song on the radio. It's all about bells and banjos ringing. '63, Love with a Proper Stranger. Try to watch it.
Say, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're marvelous, simply marvelous. So much.
The music of the stars.
Take my hand. Stranger in paradise, if I stand starry-eyed, that's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside. Paradise.
Fisher's song. And Doris Day.
Kiss me again, stranger. You've been away so long. Here in your arms, stranger, make me feel once again. Each well-remembered caress is oh so new. So hold me close in the night and help me recall what to do. Then kiss again, stranger. Every love word we've known in the past, you're so familiarly strange, it's hard to believe it's true. So kiss me again, stranger.
Of the stars. The words of Rod McKuhn, once called America's Poet Laureate. Well, maybe. Francis Albert and Don Costa on the music of the stars.
All the beautiful strangers.
cost the chart. Mrs. Jack Webb, well, at this point anyway, Julie London. Built 1962.
Here I stand, watching the tide go out, so all alone and blue, just dreaming dreams of you. I watched your ship sail out to sea, taking all my dreams and taking all of me. The sighing of the wave, the wailing of the wind, the tears in my eyes burn, pleading my love return. Why, oh why must I go on like this? Shall I just be thank you. just be a lonely stranger on the shore.
Andy Williams, the music of the stars. Packer Bilk.
There should be a set of setting up exercises for the imagination, a way to strengthen that muscle in the mind that lets us dream while we're awake. Here's what you could do. After the dark that you make for yourself of this squared up cube, simply by closing your eyes, you wait to see where the inner light will take you. At first, there is nothing. Only the feeling that you have turned off one light and stand, as it were, in a corridor of black, impatient for another light to go on. And then somewhere behind your closed lids, it begins. The images come to light slowly, almost imperceptibly, and your eyes open to a new geography, a world within a world, and you move by standing still, since all things pass by you. You look down now from some dizzy up, where the crowds of raindrops bump and jostle and make ready to fall. In a thing called cloud, a liquid door opens and invites you in. You sit down in a globe of warped rainbows. Before you can adjust yourself, you are riding with raindrops through the glistening air, blinded by silver and sun. Now the colors break from everywhere. You are bathed in red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all flashing one against the other. And below, coming up to greet you, the arms of the grass. You break apart on the open hand of green. But there is only a delicious joy in you as you watch part of your former self deluge the laboring ant, while another part of you rolls head over heels in love with the long, curving loveliness of the green blade that bends under your weight. Doors of chlorophyll open, and you walk quietly from cell to cell, a maze of warmth that changes your watery identity. And you have become a small member of an organization called a small blade of grass. You've forgotten where the other part of you that washed the ant is now. You see for the first time the bright green sun shining through at the edge of a dark green cloud shape in the big green above. Now walking across you and all your cellmates, the ant. The wet stranger is your guest, using you and all your friends as a bridge. And you wonder if he remembers the bath you gave him. Just a way to imagine. Just close your eyes and let your mind wander.
till I started to roam the four winds and the seven seas. My love and I would sit in song till the moon grew pale. We vowed and said someday we'd wed in the church in the town, and a stranger stepped down, a smiling, so my love could see. She answered his smile, and then after a while, the only stranger there was me. And that is why my heart and I follow every breeze. You ask where I live. Here's the address I give. The four winds and the seven seas. The four winds and the seven seas. The four winds and the seven seas.
Barbara Streisand.
For a stranger in a strange land, far away. And love will make your spirit shine. I feel your hand in mine. I write a letter every single day to a stranger in a strange land, far away.
Here's Rosie Clooney, a recording session, Wally Stott, Jose Ferrero wrote this, her hubby at the time.
Passes by my window.
stop a while with a kiss and a smile to caress me. Love is a beautiful stranger who steps across my threshold with abandon and grace and a tender embrace to possess me. Possess me. Just an hour to remember the ember of passion that still glows by chance. Love is the beautiful stranger who once passed by my window with a kiss and a smile to caress me with a tender embrace to possess me. And a smile to caress me with a tender embrace to possess me.
Stars. Norman Luboff. Did you know Norman of Chicago taught Kirk Douglas how to sing for the 1954 Disney classic 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Here's the Luboff Choir. This is the music of the stars.
Stranger here. I'm a stranger here.
Winds 2. This is Vic Damone's version of Four Winds, Seven Seas. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I give the four winds and the seven seas. The hills were my home till I started to roam. The four winds and the seven seas. My love and I would sing till the moon grew pale. We vowed and said someday we'd wed in the church in the veil. A train came to town and a stranger stepped down, smiling so my love could see. She answered his smile, and then after a while, the only stranger there was me. And that is why
stay live. The music of the star.
Memories light the corners of my mind. Misty watercolored memories.
1975 on her television special. Artie Shaw. Artie Shaw. That's kind of a rare tune. For some reason, it hasn't caught on. A Strange Loneliness, music of strangers in the night and anytime. But this is Matt Monroe.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out alright for strangers in the night. Since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight.
as he was billed, and he released that in 1967. Francis Albert had the hit on that, of course. This is the music of John Williams. Stand by for news and weather. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars is on the air. For St. Valentine. Again next week. This is our torch hour. And the torch is burning.
WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.